The state Senate voted 19-3 today to buy out TransCanada and take a larger stake in the Alaska LNG natural gas pipeline. APRN's Rachel Waldholtz reports.
The vote is a win for Governor Bill Walker, whose administration has argued that keeping TransCanada as a partner doesn't make financial sense, and a buyout would give Alaska more control over the proposed megaproject, which the state is developing along with ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips. The bill must still be approved by the House. It's expected to vote later this week. Anchorage Republican Pete Kelly, co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee, said he arrived in Juneau 11 days ago opposed to the bill. But he said he was convinced that TransCanada itself wants out of the partnership and that buying them out now would ultimately cost the state less than keeping them in.
Another thing that it gives us, besides some of the financial advantages, is that we are closer to the project. We have a seat at the table. We're involved in decisions as we go forward. And that is of great value as we contemplate a project of this magnitude.
Anchorage Democrat Bill Willikowski said he favors the buyout for the same reasons he opposed the original deal under former Governor Sean Parnell. That deal in 2014 ended the state's partnership with TransCanada in a previous pipeline project, the Alaska Gas Line Inducement Act, or AGIA, and brought the company into the current Alaska LNG project.
But the deal that was struck by the prior administration was not a good one. When the time came to strike a bargain, TransCanada bargained hard. They did what they were supposed to do for their shareholders, and they got a good deal. Unfortunately, that deal came at the expense of the people of Alaska.
Meanwhile, Wasilla Republican Mike Dunleavy, one of three no votes, said that after a week and a half of hearings, he still isn't convinced the administration has a clear plan for the gas line going forward. He said it seems like different state agencies are working against each other.
As I stand here today and I speak to this body, I've got some serious concerns. There were questions that went unanswered. I believe the onus was on the administration to prove to me that we're headed in the right direction. And personally, I think it came up short.
Dunleavy said he hoped his vote would send a message to the administration on getting its act together. The bill would allow the state to spend about $157 million to buy out TransCanada, continue work on the project's early planning phase, and fund state agencies for their work on the project. It's about $600,000 less than the administration originally asked for after agencies revised their request. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Juneau.